Democrat Congresswoman Helps Illegals Into Country. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Friday, December 7, 2018. A second Democrat in Congress is helping flood the nation with future voters for her party by helping them submit possibly phony asylum claims. This time, it's Representative Pramila Jayapal, D. Wash, an Indian immigrant who bragged on Twitter that she helped a handful of the illegals jump the border. Last time, it was campaign staffers for Representative Beto O'Rourke, D. Texas, the new wunderkind of the Democratic Party, whom the faithful hope is the next Barack Hussein Obama. Project Veritas divulged that O'Rourke's Senate campaign workers used campaign funds to help migrants in the caravan that surged through Mexico this fall. But in both cases, left-wing Democrats are the culprits. Bragging rights. Born in Chennai, India, Jayapal boasted about bringing in the illegals. I was able to successfully assist 5 asylum seekers, 2 unaccompanied minors, a mother and her 9-year-old child, and a young man with a serious medical condition, into the United States. Jayapal did not divulge how she knew the asylum claims were genuine, or what the serious medical condition was. So who knows what the migrant brought into the country? Something benign? Or was it multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis? Initially they were denied, in violation of U.S. and international law, Jayapal opined, but I was able to intervene and ensure that they could simply present themselves for asylum in the United States, and she huffed, it shouldn't take intervention from a member of Congress and an incredibly compassionate Border Patrol chief for those fleeing violence and persecution to seek asylum in the United States. The immigrant congresswoman, who apparently thinks she represents the migrants, not those who elected her, then tweeted this threat, I will continue to do everything I can to return our country to one that upholds decency, compassion and human rights. Jayapal's overwrought assumptions aside, the claims of the illegals she brought in are probably untrue. They're job seekers, not refugees. The migrants sitting in Tijuana are not, as the New American has repeatedly reported, genuine asylees. Few if any are fleeing violence or fear persecution, nor are they mostly women and children, they are mostly men, and they began heading north from Honduras to seek work, as caravan members have consistently admitted. They might apply for asylum so they cannot be deported as illegal aliens. But they're looking for jobs. One after another, migrants have admitted that truth. I got no choice, a Guatemalan told Fox News. I got to work for a living, a Guatemalan told the Washington Post, it's time for me to go back to the United States. It's a country where I can live my life, unlike Guatemala, a 3-time Honduran deportee told the Post, we are workers. What are we supposed to do in Honduras if there's no work? A recently published report established the truth with hard survey data. Few if any Central Americans land at the border because they seek asylum, the report noted. More than 90% come for economic reasons. Some hope to drop an anchor baby and pretend they need asylum. With the faith in God, I always said my son will be born in America, a migrant mother told Univision after she hopped a border and delivered her baby. The family will apply for asylum, and the newborn is, according to an erroneous interpretation of the 14th Amendment, a citizen. O'Rourke's subversive campaign. Jayapal isn't the only immigration subversive on the Hill. Another is O'Rourke, as TNA reported just before the midterm elections, who recently lost a bid for a Senate seat against Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas. O'Rourke's campaign operatives spent campaign money on the illegal aliens. If you get caught in some sort of violation, that's like a $50,000 fine, a worker told an undercover reporter for Project Veritas. For me, I can just ignore the rules and I'm like F**k it. I don't mind breaking the rules, said another, I just hope nobody that's the wrong person finds out about this. Jayapal, of course, wants everyone to know she's helping illegal aliens, and doesn't care if they are peddling false asylum claims. Nor does she care, apparently, about the diseases the asylum seekers carry. Jayapal admitted, again, that one of them has a serious medical condition, but did not divulge it. 30% of the migrants in Tijuana are sick, some with AIDS and TB, while others might have hepatitis. Many have lice, which carry typhus. Chagas disease is another likely affliction. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.